was so much blood. So much blood that has been shed in this land. This land that once was a place of refuge. So much blood has been shed. And the cries of those who have died, the tears of those who have died, will continue to bring forth a famine in this land. But yet it will be but for a short time. As it was in the time of David, when innocent blood was shed by King Saul, and there was a famine in the time of King David. So, the price for innocent blood has not been fully paid. And there will be yet many, many things that will take place in this land until all of his recompense and all that is sown is fully reaped. Yet I will have mercy on this land, because they are my people who have cried out to me here and there, though they be few in number. But yet for the sake of 10 righteous, I will heed their call. Yea, for the sake of 100 righteous, I will heed their call. Yea, for the sake of 1,000 righteous, I will heed their call. So I will raise up a righteous people who will intercede and stand in the gap. And when they have stood in the gap long enough, I will restore back this land to be a land of refuge. For that is indeed your destiny that the enemy has sought to take from you. For you're a land to be fruitful, a land to multiply in agriculture. And in my people who are called by my name in this land, my righteous people will pray as Elijah prayed. They will pray as James chapter 5 said, the righteous are to pray. Then I will turn this land into a land of refuge that I will use even in these end times. So shall be your destiny. In Jesus' name. Amen.